you. Come over here. Word on the street is you're looking for a piece of the action. Premium quality dice, yeah? Check these out. Got them over at metallicdicegames.com. The best part is, if you tell them I sent you, you can get them even cheaper. Use the promo code RBP10 at checkout. Makes the price so low, you're practically stealing them. Oh, gotta go. Don't forget to use the promo code RBP10.
The Rancor's Brothel presents... A Dungeons & Dragons Adventure. Nev Thelian.
Initiatives.
Yes, so I click. Oh, I do not need initiative for Dancing Lights. You are now, if you go over to the encounter tracker, it's the second tab there. You can just click on the die there and it will roll for you.
Oh, where is that's kind of neat.
The fist icon in the top there, if you just click on the die, it'll roll initiative with all of your modifiers and stuff.
Nushka got a 7.14.
Yeah, it adds your dexterity as a tiebreaker.
Gotcha. That makes sense. Can we alter it if it...
Yeah, that's actually really smart.
I can click and drag and move things if we need to, but we probably won't need to.
I say, I did roll a physical die that was way worse than what I just rolled, so...
So you're happy with what you got?
No. I feel like an asshole when I roll a shitty number and then I roll a better number.
That's fine.
Okay.
I prefer to have everything automatically in here. It's easier.
No, that's fine.
Pipsky doesn't need her own initiative.
Okay, then I will remove... Well, I will... I'll just remove her from the... It'll skip over her initiative, but at least this way it's there for us to remember that she can do stuff. Rook and Claw, are you guys on the same initiative or separate? You're also muted, Craig.
And now Craig is frozen. Cool.
You look like you're live now, Craig, although I didn't hear what you just said. Oof. Man, the internet does not like us tonight.
That might help.
Maybe. Looks like he has rolled initiative, though.
Yeah, he did roll.
So hopefully what's going on, or the internet can catch back up. But in the meantime, Alec goes first. And Alec, all you know at the moment is that you heard a screech, and you saw Pipsky sort of take a trepidatious step backward. And the fact that you heard a screech through, you know, the wind and the wool in your ears is something.
A screech coming from what direction?
From inside the chapel over here.
Go purge the demons, Troy.
I will cast... Nushka is on?
On Pipsky, yes.
Pipsky. So we'll get to Nushka. Fucker. And then I can reach Kellen and reach Rook. So... give it to myself. I cast aid, so everybody's hit point maximum and current hit points go up by 5.
Cool.
Also get...
If you double-click on your sheet, you should be able to just put 5 and 5 in temp and max, I think. I think that will work. Yes, because when I did that for Troy, it shows 135 on your token. Okay, did you want to move, Alec?
No, because... Well, I guess I can move now since the spell's already gone off. So I'm on this damn thing. Why can't I move? I'll move back here.
Okay. Rook, if you're there, Craig, you are up. Craig, nothing coming?
Craig has moved his character as well as Claw into sort of the middle of the fight. We're all waiting for the gold raven to come flying out. But we're still not hearing you, Craig, if you are hearing us.
It's funny that other than the little wind hiccup, that Foundry's been behaving fine, and it's just the internet in general that's shitting on us.
Not necessarily the internet.
Craig is now typing in Foundry. It looked like he said readying to cast fairy fire on anything I see in range.
Okay. Range of 60 feet. Okay. which does get to the front of the chapel, so presumably anything that comes out of there.
Be sure to write any jokes you have in there too, Craig.
Well, I mean, if we come back around to the next round and we still can't get anything, then, you know, that might be a sign. But let's try and at least get through a round. So, Kellen, you're up.
How tall is this spot?
The roof there is, that lower part there is about 10 feet up. And then there's a, like, almost like a second story, little roof with, windows around the top of the tower.
Gotcha.
The windows are all long broken, but if, yeah, what do you want to do?
If I delay an action, I actually have to tell you what that action is, don't I?
To ready it. Yep.
I think for the moment, because technically all we've seen is him come rushing out, right? But we know something's in there.
You've heard a screech from where you are.
Right. No offense, guys. I don't want to stand in a very nice line. So I think I'm going to just move laterally to try not to be clumped up since I have no idea what's coming out. And I guess I'll just ready Toll the Dead. You know, I'll just cast a cantrip.
Okay. What's the range on that?
60 feet.
Okay.
How do I actually move my character this way? 5, 10.
Yeah, you can 15, click and drag, or you can use arrow keys.
25. I don't think I cheated there. I think I moved my proper amount.
Fun fact, if you like click and you know have your measuring template, if you then hit space, it will move you along that template.
Oh, cool. Craig has given us a why did a chicken cross the astral plane joke. It's not funny, I'll tell you that.
Nushka, how about you?
Nushka's going to move up. Nope, I guess that's as far as I can get. Oh, no, mean? Pipsky can dash.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I will say something to Pipsky after she backed up when she saw that thing. So something about, are you going in there with me, or do you just have the brains to be scared now? I think we'll stay right there in front of the door. Let it come to us.
Right, standing on top of these giant iron-banded doors that have been battered down.
Yep.
Okay.
I like to imagine you screaming into the wind, "You shall not pass!"
Well,
as it flies right over your head.
That was Pipsky dashing. Do you still have your whole turn, right?
I do still have my whole turn. I will ready an attack if it comes within range.
Okay.
And that's it.
Nika draws a long and short sword, both, and begins moving forward. Let's see here.
Show off.
Sort of moves up into the corner. There's two sort of bits of architecture that jut out on either side of the front of the chapel, like small little rooms maybe. And Nika sort of creeps behind one of those so that that's between him and the chapel entrance. And just gets right up close to it, sort of looking around the corner, waiting for something to come out. Moment later, inside the chapel, that gold raven is charging straight at Nushka.
Okay.
And let's see here. It gets within 10 feet of you and then lunges down with its beak.
Oh, so it doesn't come within range.
It has longer reach than you do.
Awesome.
That's a 30 to hit.
Yep.
So that will be 34 piercing damage. It's not all piercing. Some of it's necrotic, if that matters, but I don't know if it does.
Not at this point. I'm not raging yet.
Okay. So it tears a chunk of flesh out of your arm, and then it's in towards you with the like sharp golden ends of the bones stabbing in towards you from both sides. That first attack is a 23 to hit.
Yep.
And we'll deal just 11 piercing damage.
Okay.
Followed up by the second attack, which is a 21 to hit.
Yeah.
Okay, so the other wing comes in from the opposite side and does 13 piercing. But that is its turn, and Claw actually already moved, or went, because I forgot that its initiative is actually linked to Rook's. Goes immediately afterwards. Pipsky also already went. So actually, I'll go ahead and move Pipsqueak's initiative over up towards yours. Oh, that happened by chance. That works fine. Okay, and we are back to Alec. Alec, the gold raven is now 50 feet away from you, just inside the doors to the chapel. And I believe it was slightly too far still for fairy fire or... Well, actually, it might have triggered Toll the Dead. Does Toll the Dead require line of sight?
Yes. I would assume so. I don't know how it wouldn't. Yes, it is. It is. No, wait. It's verbal, somatic. It wouldn't be there.
So it does require line of sight?
I don't know. I would think so.
Yeah, it does.
I was looking at the actual spell. You point at one creature you can see. So, yes.
Okay, yeah. So this bit of the building here is still between you and it at the moment. Alec, remind me what you had readied?
Thing readied.
You did aid, and yeah, you're right. Okay, so your turn.
I'm going to Firebolt. Does a 17 hit?
A 17 flies straight through its empty rib cage and hits the back of the chapel behind it.
Oof.
Whoa. Well, then as a bonus action, I am going to cast Shield of Faith on Nushka. So you have plus two to your AC.
Nice. Thank you.
Okay. And Nushka will need it, as is a moment later, the raven uses a legendary action to stab again with a wing.
So Raven's kind of a dick.
Yep. Oof, it will not matter, unfortunately, because that was a 30 to hit. And 18 piercing damage. Reminder that you can right... Oh, never mind. I'm not showing you my damage, so you can't right-click on it. there we go. If I get into the habit of revealing the damage to you guys, if you right-click on it, you can then just hit apply damage. Okay. Craig, are you with us?
Can you hear me now?
Yes, actually.
Welcome back.
Yeah. question. So, fairy fire targets a space, not a creature. So, couldn't I release it on seeing Nushka getting hit?
Yeah, sure.
20-foot space on Nushka going into the chapel.
Okay, yeah, that would hit it. So that would put Nushka, Pipsky, and the Raven all into fairy fire.
I can hit Nushka easier.
Oh, yeah. Oops. I didn't think about that. Still, I'm going to let it go off.
Grandma can take it.
So so you're saying it's back to my turn now?
Yes.
Okay. Let's
Well, how does fairy fire work? I know there's saves involved.
Each object in a 20-foot cube within an range is outlined in light. Any creature in the area, dexterity saving throw.
Saving throw to even avoid getting fairy fired?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And my spell save DC is 17.
19 and a 21.
You're not fairy fired.
It was a 19 for the raven.
It is also not fairy fired.
Fairy fired. Cool. I'm still going to move up 30 feet. See if I can get visual on this thing. I'll try and move 30 feet.
Okay. Yeah, you could see it directly from there. It is like right about here.
I say not a ice screen.
Yeah, you are 50 feet away from it. Here, I will temporarily see what you're seeing. Just remembering where you are, right next to Alec. Okay.
Is the door not open?
There you go.
Okay.
So you seeing stuff over here now?
Yes.
Okay, so that is the situation. And then you're back right there by Alec. There probably are better ways to set up this whole thing. This is sort of my first time playing with a few of these effects.
It's very cool looking and pretty.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You know what? Let's lead with the big thing. I'm gonna hurl Sunforger at it.
Okay. Sounds good.
Switching tabs to pull up stats on stuff. Okay. So, as an action,
mm-hmm.
I hurl it up to 120 feet, and when it reaches that point, it vanishes in an explosion. So I don't have to roll it as an attack. It's just an action.
Right.
But it gets a DC 15 dexterity saving throw against the explosion.
Okay.
What about us?
It's got 20-foot. It's got 20-foot radius. I'm throwing it at the back of the creature so that you're out of range.
He does have he has a long range. Okay. Unfortunately, it rolls a 21 on the save.
Okay.
Does that mean half damage?
Yes, of 66 on a failed save, half damage on successful one. So 66.
Okay, I'll apply half damage.
Half of 23.
Do you want to move?
I already moved.
Okay. Does Claw want to do anything?
Yes, Claw will run forward.
You can use arrow keys to go square by square if you want. Or you could use the measuring thing or whatever.
Yeah. Claw will move right there. Maybe not. That's through a wall.
If you hit space while you're dragging like that, it'll move it to the spot you've...
Yep.
Oh, although that that moved you past. There you go.
Okay.
I think you got 5 more feet if you want to use it. But...
All right. And Claw will take the dodge action.
Okay. Next up is Kellen.
So basically we've established that we kind of suck at hitting it, right?
So far.
I still can't see it there, can I?
From that spot you could.
Okay. As I say, I can't physically see it on the map, so I was just curious.
Yeah, I will move you forward real quick so you can see what you're seeing.
Sure.
Oops. From that angle, I guess it is still out of sight.
All right. I have one more square of movement, I guess. So I guess I'll go there.
Okay.
Does that give me the angle yet?
The diagonal would put you... Oh, well, if you didn't want to be on the diagonal, then you'd be here, which I don't think would... you might be able to see a sliver of it, which I guess by D&D rules is if you can see... If you can draw a line from any corner of your square to any corner of it, then yes, you could see it, so...
Let's try something. I'm just curious to see how things work here. Can it make a charisma saving throw?
Okay. No idea what that bonus is.
It's kind of what I was hoping.
Oh, okay. So it turns out it actually has a really good bonus to that, but I also rolled a nat 1.
It's banished.
Okay.
You want to throw one big fucking thing at me? I can make it go away.
For a minute, right? To another, it must succeed, blah, blah, blah.
Is this its native plane?
I don't know. We'll find out in 1 minute. I'm hoping not, but in 60 seconds, we can run really far.
If it's native, you banish it to a harmless demiplane.
Correct.
If it's native to a different plane, right. Okay, I see.
Either way, it's gone for the next 60 seconds.
Right. That's a very funny time to have rolled in that one. Okay, well.
I like that the spell description includes that it is banished with a faint popping noise.
Which would be entirely inaudible in the wind at the moment. So it disappears right in front of Claw and Nushka and Pipsky, probably like right as it's withdrawing a spiky gold bone from the side of Nushka. It's just gone.
Medic.
you see Nushka shouting something, but can't make out what it is.
We have 10 rounds now, right?
Yeah. Yeah, you do.
Essentially. Are we going to do it within combat?
I guess it depends on what sort of things you guys want to do. Keep in mind that communication is very difficult at the moment. So at the moment, Kellen is the only one that knows how much time you have or what happened even.
I would like
to... Because my thought is, we talk freely on each other's terms, right?
You can, but again, you can't really hear anything unless you are right next to somebody.
Okay.
Yeah, and Nishka wouldn't have any idea that it was Kellen, banished.
But I want to ask.
Right. If you get inside the chapel where the wind won't be as bad, you could probably hear within like 15 feet or so.
I was actually going to cast message to Nishka.
Okay. Well, if we want to just say that there was like a round of confusion, then you could go ahead and cast like that and start communicating what's going on.
I also wouldn't mind making an Arcana roll.
Sure. Sure. To try and figure out
whether or not it's coming back.
But yeah, if you want to go ahead and make an Arcana roll.
Sure. That's a nat 20, so 29.
Nice. Let's see.
That's why I was asking if we're keeping initiative or not, because if my immediate suspicion is that was Kellen doing that.
If the rest of you would like to make Arcana checks about what happened, you could.
No, I'm assuming Nushka is two steps away from being in a rage, so she wouldn't even be thinking.
Fair enough.
15.
Okay, Alec, you're not quite sure. Why do I keep closing that? I keep needing to open it back up. No, it's a fourth level spell. Yes, you are able to identify, especially since you can see Kellen, that it was a banishment spell. So you know what's going on. Rook?
23.
Okay, yeah, you are also able to ascertain the nature of the occurrences. Nika is sort of still peeking around the corner of the building that he was hiding behind and has no idea what's going on.
With my 29, do I know if it is a resident of Pandemonium or not?
You get the distinct feeling that it will be back.
Then I will cast message to Nushka. I did that. We need to run. It will be back, bro. And if I can, I will move my dancing lights. I can't move them anymore, but I was going to wiggle them in front of people's faces and then zoom them towards me for people to look at me.
Oh, so you just want to like bring the lights over around you?
Just swirl around their heads, because while they can't hear, they can visually see those lights zooming in front of their eyes.
Dancing lights doesn't require concentration, does it?
Oh, you make a good point. They may have popped.
That is a good question.
Yes, they do, so they're gone.
Okay.
Dave, I would like to spend 30 seconds running into the church and looking around.
Sure.
Seeing if there's anything of immediate interest in there.
Sure. Do you have a regular 30-foot speed?
Yes.
Okay, so 5 rounds would be 300 feet?
Yes. And I'll spend more of that time on any points of interest than I'm not going to spend... looking at bare walls, obviously.
Okay. I mean, first, just getting to the front door is going to be 40 feet. So there you are right now. You used up 40 feet, and where do you want to go? You can see a door over here to the left.
I guess.
And there's a broken down door over here to the right. There's an altar at the end of the chapel. There's 6 pillars in the main room.
And the altar just looks bloody, or is there anything else of interest to it?
It mainly just looks bloody. Alec, if you just want to see what's going on, I'll just move your token up here.
All right, I'm gonna run to this room to the right.
Well, it's like the whole map got dragged for me, and that's all I can even tell where I was.
You should be over here.
I'll signal to Nika to move up so that I can ask her, do we need to go in here or are we just going past?
Nika is sort of creeping up, sword still drawn, gets up next to Kellen and sort of yells in Kellen's ear, "What the hell's going on?
Looks like this gnome Dimwit isn't such a bad wizard after all, but it won't last, so let's move."
Rook, in this room you run into, there are a number of bookshelves against the back wall that all look scorched. A couple of them are toppled over. It looks like someone probably purposefully either committed arson or set off a spell there in the area. A number of feet in front of those shelves, there's a partially scorched carpet with a desk and chair sitting on it. The desk and chair are in much better shape, and there's a few very cracked and old pieces of parchment and a book sitting on it, as well as a couple potion bottles that actually still have liquid in them.
I spend around just sweeping everything off the desk into my bag of holding.
Okay. There is additionally... Okay, so I guess that will use up another 60 feet. So there's a door over here, which leads to presumably that small little area that jutted out but in the front of the chapel. And then there's another door on the other side of the room over here.
I will do more, but I'll wait until if anybody else wants to do some stuff.
Kella and Neek are shouting a little bit.
Nushka is miming to Alec being stabbed multiple times.
I saw. I was there.
You are next to each other now, so you could yell to each other. Okay. Well, Rook, in the meantime, what's your thought?
Sorry. I'm like just getting frustrated with everything here.
No worries. We're all in a loosey-goosey sort of whatever.
We'll pop my head in here.
Okay, you see a couple other doors inside the room. And on the left, there's a table with what looks like a pitcher on it. If you had to guess, this is probably a privy.
Jeff, take 10 points of healing.
Okay.
Rook, when you reach this other door on the other side of the room, you go for the handle and find that it is locked.
Okay. I'm going to just try and... What's the door made of? Is it...
Wood.
Like a regular wooden door? Or...
Yeah, it's a...
I'm just going to try and just bust through.
Okay, go ahead and make a strength check. Or athletics, if you prefer.
I can't actually see him, I don't think. Where is he at? Can somebody ping him roughly where he's at?
He went inside this door here.
Oh, okay. Never mind then. I thought he was still in the main area of the... Is there any iconography in this place? Just curious. Just like a temple of something that's fairly obvious?
In this room, the flooring, the pillars, it's all quite ornate, but there is nothing that indicates a particular god.
Gotcha.
Rook, that was a 26?
Was.
Okay, yes, that is definitely sufficient to lean your mechanical shoulder into a fairly old door and bust it down, and you stumble into a large room about 30, 35 feet on a side that is entirely dominated by a large, gleaming, golden orrery.
An orrery?
An orrery.
How many R's are in orrery?
Three.
How about the way we've been pronouncing it?
Seven?
Oh, really?
Orrery.
Orrery. Orrery. Yes, an orrery. It does not seem to be actually, do you want to spend any time looking at it or not?
I'm going to go... Yeah, I guess I would spend an action just kind of studying it for a second.
Okay, go ahead and make an arcana check.
21.
You realize after just a quick glance that the various bodies that the orrery represents are not stars or planets or anything that they're often used for. They appear to be depicting planes and how the various planes of existence all move about one another.
That's dope.
Cool.
You think it could be of a good deal of academic interest, a good deal of magical interest, but it's also looks like it's made of fucking gold and it's probably worth a lot too.
How big is said orrery?
Well, Kenan's not there, but it's, you know, maybe 20 feet across.
Oh, good Jesus.
Yep. It's dominating the entire room. What are the rest of you up to at the moment?
Yushka's taking...
Well, I've been trying to ask Jeff what's his health status.
It's right there on the screen, man.
Oh, see shit.
You don't see a green bar underneath my picture that's halfway down?
No, I see Pipsky.
Yeah, I moved Pipsky just now.
I'm at 110 out of 171.
210?
Huh?
After I gave you 10?
Yes.
Like just recently?
Yes.
Okay.
You've only healed me once, sure. Right?
Communication's been shit, so.
Yeah, I know. Well, I'm gonna take the dodge action and use a hit die.
Okay, because you have, what ability is it that lets you use a hit die?
It's a feat called Dwarven Resilience.
That's right. Okay. Kellen, you up to anything?
Counting down from 60 as accurately as possible.
Okay. Do you want to move while you count?
Yeah. I'm just going to start sneaking away. I guess I'll move over here. Oops. Damn it. Spacebar. I'll move over here between these two and be like, we really need to go soon. It will be back. And I don't think it'll be happy wherever I sent it.
Can we see where Rook went?
You know that he went in through this door, and then you probably vaguely heard the sound of a crash of wood. Rook, what's next? You know that it's
by my
probably
count,
it's probably been close to a minute. You probably don't have long.
By my count, I'm at four rounds, but I'm fine with more. Yeah, I'm going to move to the next door and see what's there.
This one on the other side of the room?
Also locked?
Also locked, yes.
Yeah. Similar
setup. You could probably shoulder through this one, too.
Attempt that again.
22. Okay. You bust through that one and come out further up inside the main chamber.
Cool. Realizing I'm back in the main chamber, I'm going to dash across the room. If I can do that without bumping into objects.
If you hold control while you're dragging, you can click and then it will do waypoints.
Okay.
I will send a message to Rook if I see him in the main chamber. I'll use message.
Yeah, you see him running at the other end behind the altar.
The message is just 29, 28, 27, 26.
On the opposite side of the chamber, you open the door to a room of the same size as where the orrery was. But in here, you see a number of runic circles engraved in the floor, or perhaps painted. And even at a glance, you can easily recognize, like, one of them is a magic circle. One of them is a circle of protection against evil and good. This is obviously set up for summoning. And on the opposite side of the room, past the circles, is a couple of cabinets and a table in between them with, like, a mortar and pestle and other alchemical alembics and, you know, mixing equipment for alchemy and probably for preparing ingredients for spells. There is one further door on the left.
I'm going to shove the table full of... I don't think I'm going to do the same thing I did with the other table and just shove a pile of alchemy ingredients.
That won't go poorly.
you going to go up to the table?
Well, in a second. My question is, with the message that Kellen sent me, do I get to reply or is it one way?
Message.
Do I get to reply to Kellen?
I think you get to reply. I think it's like I get 25 words.
Can reply, yes.
Okay.
There isn't a limit on words you're thinking of sending.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to reply.
Although it does only last a round. Or maybe it only takes a round to cast. You can whisper a message to the target, and only the target hears the message and can reply in a whisper that only you can hear. Spell does not have to follow a straight line.
So Nushka is going to ask Kellen. That thing's going to show up right where it disappeared, right?
More or less.
She takes one step in, gets her sword out.
Okay, presumably still on Pipsky.
Yep.
Does anybody else want to arrange themselves tactically?
I will move up and say, I have another plan, but if I have to spend this spell, I'm going to be pissed at him. And then I'm going to step off to the side.
Nika sort of runs up the road a little bit and then comes running back a moment later runs right up to Kellen and says, do you have a way to get through a portcullis?
Yeah, probably. I'm a bit worried about the bird.
If we fight everything we see, we won't make it.
That's why I made it go away. That guy is greedy. Can I see the portcullis that he's talking about?
I really am greedy.
You can't. It is in the darkness from where you are.
I'll scream to him, is it locked? Or is it just down?
He sort of like looks at you incredulously. He's like, how do you lock a portcullis? By lowering it.
Well, I shake my head.
You clamp the reel on the other side.
Yeah, it's possible that he's not very familiar with portcullises.
Oh, okay.
I was going to say, because the answer could be fly over to the other side.
You could try. You do, you know, there's a tremendous wind.
A mighty wind, if you will.
Yes.
Troy, I'm going to look at Alec and go like this, and then point to him, and point to Nika, and then point farther on.
Meanwhile, Rook, you go up to the table with the alchemical ingredients on it. Anything that is sitting out on the table has long sort of degraded into weird colored dust. You don't think any of it would be usable in its current state.
Cool. Holy shit.
Yeah, so this last room has a nice little altar in the center of it with a couple steps into it with a bowl, stone bowl in it that looks like there are a number of bones in that bowl. And in front of the altar, about 5 feet in front of it, is a giant skull with burning braziers on either side of it, glowing with red flame. It looks like they're probably eternal flames. And there's also a pile of bones and skulls on either side of this massive, you know, 5 foot tall skull. This is, you know, gives you pretty immediate creepy death cult vibes.
Can I run an arcana check on it?
Sure. Although it's possible it's maybe more suited to religion.
Okay.
Assuming I get another action, I want to go over here and talk to Troy.
Yeah, go ahead.
Can you go with Nika and solve the portcullis?
Any response?
Troy?
Sorry, what was that?
Can you go solve the portcullis? I'm going to stay behind in case I need to burn another spell to do something about this thing.
Yes. You could try.
I'm going to assume our friend might be an idiot, and we might be able to just get on the other side and lift the rope. But Craig is determined to push this as far as conceivably possible, and I've got one other idea other than banishing. Because apparently our DM made it seem like I was lucky to banish it the first time, so I don't think I want to spend another banishment.
Rook, you notice that the skull, the big one, appears to be grinning slightly. And that leads you to believe that this is probably an altar to Uz, the god of pain and oppression.
How many E's or U's are in that?
It's I-U-Z.
It's pronounced Uz?
I don't know. This is the first time I've ever said it.
Fair enough. I hope it has an umlaut over the U. Then it could be Uz.
Okay. I'm going to do one more door bust.
Oh, okay.
At 15.
It splinters, and you think you could probably get through it on the next, another shove, but it doesn't quite give way yet. And a moment after you hear that splintering, you see out of the corner of your eye a large, golden, bony figure suddenly appear back in the center of the chapel.
Damn it, Craig.
There's a lot of cool magic shit here, man. You of all people should appreciate it.
I do appreciate it, but...
So, as the gold raven has made its return to Cocytus, Troy, let's see, it would have been the gold raven's turn, because that's when it... Oh, wait, no. Actually, would it return on Kellen's turn?
Should return at the end of Kellen's turn.
Because, yeah, it would be a minute from the casting.
Man.
In which case, it would be Nushka's turn now.
If I'm smart enough to... Okay. I won't push it. Dave's going to be pissed anyway, so I won't push it.
Nushka is going to rage and start swinging.
Okay, go for it.
Taking the -5, 24 to hit.
That will hit. 26 damage, very nice.
28.
Oh, 28?
Yep.
Okay, next attack. Ooh.
Oh, I didn't roll the second.
What was that?
I only rolled one. I didn't roll two. That's 23 to hit.
Okay, that will still hit.
Just so you know, we're also visually seeing its HP. I don't know if you care about that or not. At least I'm assuming that's what that is.
Interesting.
29 points of damage.
You shouldn't be.
I'm assuming with that green ring, that's what the green ring around its icon is.
Oh, in initiative?
Yes.
Okay, you were not supposed to. That's a module that adds that, and it says you shouldn't.
I could see Nika, myself, and the bad guy. That's it.
Weird. Okay, I'll have to look at settings, but it doesn't matter for now.
Huh. I'll action surge and do it again.
Okay.
Roll with advantage. It's a 24 to hit.
For now, I can just... that didn't work.
29 points of damage.
Very nice. There we go. Did the radial bars disappear now?
Yes.
In initiative? Okay.
Correct.
Yes.
They were kind of cool, but if they don't work, then oh well. 22 will hit.
It just seems unfair if I can see exactly, because now I could roughly gauge how much XP it has, you know?
Not that we use XP, but...
Well,
another 29 points of damage.
Yeah, okay. You laid into it pretty harshly.
Into XP.
And it's hard to tell, you know, how much health or life force or whatever a...
It is since you took the ring away.
There are some significant dents and cracks in its golden bones, though.
I'll go ahead and have Pipsky attack.
Okay.
It won't let me use her macros. Don't worry about it. I'm not.
That's weird.
I have to be able to click on her, and I can't move just one of me for some reason.
Oh, here, let me advance the turn to Pipsky. Now you should be able to. Does that work?
Nope. Your controlled actor does not have an item named tail.
Oh. Okay, so that might just be the macro then. Just go ahead and roll it. Whatever.
That's going to be a miss.
Okay.
Yeah, both of them are misses.
Okay, then... Nika sort of runs right past Nushka up to the raven, sort of, and Nushka, you can barely hear him yelling as he goes by, "We should be leaving!" but swings his sword
out
nonetheless.
Without the Tin Man.
Okay, goes ahead and makes an attack, but misses on the first one, but will hit on the second swing. Deals a bit of damage, and then comes in. Claw, Dave. What was that?
So I can't see Claw in initiative order, so I can't switch over to his view. So I can't see the action. But Claw imposes disadvantage on attacks against anybody within his melee range, any of our allies.
Okay. That hasn't come up yet, but good to remember.
That's what I didn't know was... Oh, see, I thought he was still standing next to Nushka and Pipsky.
Oh, okay, I see. He comes. Nika also manages to hit with his short sword. Does a bit of extra damage there, too. And at the end of Nika's turn, the raven is going to use a legendary action, which for some reason...
Oh, I thought the raven was attacking, not Nika.
For some reason, its macros have disappeared. That's annoying. Not a big deal. All right. It is going to... it raises a wing, which it then flings forward, like almost straight, like in a straight line in front of it. And as it does so, sort of miniature golden bone spikes seem to materialize out of its wing and fly out in like a line of spikes in front of it. And will... Let's see. Let me flip to a template.
I'm assuming this is not a spell.
It is not a spell. It will hit Kellen, Pipsky, and Nushka. So go ahead and make dexterity saves.
I vote no on this.
Pipsky got a 21, but Nushka failed.
Okay.
I'm going to bet a 9 doesn't do it.
It will not do it. Nope. So as these spikes come flying in, does they impact? They have all the pain you'd expect from being hit by a flying spike, but then there's also a different, grosser feeling that spreads through you, as a bunch of it is also necrotic damage. Does the difference matter to anybody? I guess, Nushka, yes. You're raging, right?
Yep.
Okay. So you were looking at 40 piercing damage and 33 necrotic.
Jesus.
I have resistance to necrotic damage.
Okay. So 33 halved would be 16.
So I take 56 points of damage?
Correct.
I'm so glad that we're fighting this a second time.
Okay, and then it is additionally going to make a wing stab at Nushka. That's a 26 to hit, and it will do 14 points of piercing damage, so I guess halved 7.
Yep.
So that was its turn and legendary action sort of combined there. We go back to Alec. I just realized I forgot something very important, but that's my fault.
Troy, you're muted. Or not there.
He unmuted.
There you are.
Firebolt again. 26.
That'll hit.
Not bad, not bad, not bad. 18 points of damage.
Okay.
For damage. And I will cast Spiritual Weapon.
I should have seen this coming. I do not have a token ready.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did Pipsky take damage?
Yes, Pipsky. Yes, Pipsky made the save. Wait, yeah, rolled a 21, right?
Yep.
Yes, so that would be half damage. If there's no resistance to that, it would be 36.
Casting Spiritual Weapon at a third level. Does a 20 hit?
20 does hit, yes.
For 17 points of damage.
Okay. It is definitely pretty battered and cracked at this point. Still standing. Is that your turn, Alec?
Yes.
Okay. Remind me what kind of your spiritual weapon is, a glaivy thing?
Yeah.
Let's see. I don't have an icon for anything that looks remotely like that. So we'll go with a... How about a spear? It's long and pointy. Okay, and I'll give you ownership of it. So I just want to make sure that, especially if we... Well, yeah, I want to make sure that you can move stuff around and things. Here you go. Is that where you wanted it, Troy? Behind it?
That can't be right.
There's an image for you in the chat, Dave.
Hmm? Oh, okay.
God damn it.
That's like... Wait. Is this a joke I'm just not getting?
It's the same joke they've been making for 95 episodes.
That's the weapon that Troy is picturing. When it's not been a joke. It's a glaive.
You mean it's a throwing star?
It's a glaive.
It's a glaive.
It's the glaive.
It's a motherfucking shuriken with curved spikes instead of straight ones.
Which is what makes it the glaive.
Uh-huh. Sure. Okay. So you got your spiritual weapon now, and that's your turn, right?
Yeah.
Okay. At the end of said turn, the raven is going to sweep its wings around it, dealing potential damage to everyone around it. Everyone within 10 feet, go ahead and make a dex save. So that'll be Claw, Nushka, Pipsky, and also Nika will have to make one.
Nushka got a 22. Pipsky got a 15.
Okay. What is the DC? I just closed it. The 15 will fail. The 22 is a success. 22 for Claw is also a success. What is Nika's save? Not great. Nope, that's a failure for Nika. Okay, full damage is 15 piercing. So have that if you made the save.
How much was that?
15 was the full damage. So 7 would be halved.
That's just slashing?
Piercing. So, yeah, you would have it again if you're as raging. Yeah. And then Rook, you're up. Okay, that puts you diagonally next to it, right by the main door to the chapel. Yes. And next to Claw.
Precisely.
By the way, those of you who have it on, is music playing?
Looks no. like it's playing, but I don't hear it.
Okay.
Wah, wah. New things. New things.
Mm-hmm. Occasionally Roll20 would do that too, where it would just sort of glitch out and stop playing. And I'm not entirely sure why. This, yeah, whatever.
I just refreshed and I hear it now.
Well, yeah, I also hit start and stop again. So.
Yeah.
Rook, what's the call?
I'm going to do a booming blade attack with my hand hammer. Okay. So...
That can't be thrown.
No?
Nope. Has to be a melee
attack. Oh.
Well, you're in melee range.
In melee range.
Oh, is he? Oh, okay. I see it.
So.
Not every hammer has to be thrown there, Thor. Not great.
16 is just going to clang off the metal and then come back to your hand. I guess you didn't throw it.
Claw will... We'll take a bite.
Mechanical dog likes mechanical bone.
Attack modifier to hit. Okay.
Disclaimer, the raven is not mechanical. Well, fortunately, 10, also not going to hit it.
Okay. Claw will take one step to the right.
Slide to the right.
And then that's my turn. They'll bring Claw next to Nushka and Pipsky.
Okay, Kellen.
Does it seriously look like they're going to kill this thing?
It's quite possible. Yeah, it's significantly cracked and battered. You're 25 feet away from it at the moment.
God damn it. Yeah. I'll cast, because it's going to dodge a lot of shit. I'm going to cast Magic Missile as a second level spell.
Okay.
So that's what, 44 plus 4?
Yes, because it's normally 3, yeah.
Nope. I know we got this fancy thing, and I keep going for my dice because I'm old and analog. 13 damage.
Okay. You know, it just occurred to me that in all of the, you know, like, cyberpunk and sci-fi or whatever stuff, I've never heard anyone use, like, you're so analog, like, as an insult, and it seems like someone would have thought of that by now.
I would think so. I'm moving right there.
Okay, crouching behind one of the other bits of the building that jut forward into the street.
No one can hear it, but Kellen is literally screaming at the top of his lungs, damn you all, motherfucking pieces of shit, God, just screaming, throwing obscenities into the sky.
Carried away by the wind.
As he's probably pulling a giant bone spike or whatever, like, out of his chest, since that almost killed me.
Whiner.
I'm just not saving you all anymore. I cast banishment on myself.
Anymore.
Now, I had a spell to stop it again, but you all seem to want to kill it, so good luck with its legendary actions. I'm going to go open the door now.
All right, well, Nushka, you're up next.
Okay. I'm going to recklessly attack it.
Out of curiosity, were any of you hearing a cat meow?
No.
No?
Okay, I was wondering if I have to shoo her out of the room or not.
Take the minus 5, roll with advantage. That's a crit.
Crit, nice.
And since I hit it, I will mark it.
Okay, and I will mark that it is marked. And I hit the wrong button. Move its initiative back. That's a good number of dice. Damn.
Okay, now I got a question. I rolled a 1 and a 2 in there, and I'm supposed to re-roll 1s and 2s. How do I do that?
We can program that in the future, but for now, just, you know, re-roll a manual 1 or type in 1d6. Or, well, I guess you got 2 of them, but yeah.
So that's 39 plus whatever I roll on these 2 die. Plus 6 more, so 45.
All right, so 45 damage.
Yep.
It is looking quite beleaguered at this point.
Second attack.
Oh, okay. You know what occurs to me?
Damn it, I hit one of them. I only did a single roll again. Another crit.
Nice.
29 points of damage.
Okay. It is barely held together at this point. You're not even sure by what it's being held together. It's one of those things that, you know, when you look at it, it doesn't make physics sense, but magic.
And that's it for me.
Okay. At the end of your turn, it will take a legendary action.
Yep.
And we'll go ahead and try and stab down at you, because you're the main problem here.
Well, I never think to do this, but I'm going to use my warding maneuver.
Okay. What's that one do?
It lets me roll a d8 and add it to somebody's AC, somebody within 5 feet of me. Let me read it. Well, go ahead and make your roll. Make sure it hits me.
It's a crit.
It's not a crit, but...
Oh, right. Because you have adamantine.
So it's going to hit me either way.
Okay. Well, it'll be 12 points of piercing, and you have that anyway.
Yep.
So it's just sort of feebly lifting up a wing, slams it down, but, you know, it hurts a bit, but it's got nowhere near the force that it did at the beginning of the fight. Nika is up.
Oh, you know what? That damage, I didn't double it.
Which damage?
My second hit. That was another crit.
Oh, you just rolled normal damage.
I just rolled normal damage.
Okay. Well, go ahead and roll the extra dice. Guess it's another 2d6, right?
I'm working on it. Why the hell did...
Well, we can still look at the die rolls. That's another 7. Okay.
Okay, that's fine.
So it is still barely standing on its bony talons. Nika is going to take the dodge action. And the raven is going to peck its beak towards Rook. But only roll a 17 to hit. Rook, a 17 does not hit you, right?
No.
Actually, I can check. I can. Oh, well, no, apparently it's...
It sounded like he stepped away just briefly there.
Yeah. For some reason, on his sheet, his armor class is listed as 13, and I know that's wrong.
I guess 4 minutes ago, Claw did say, BRB, have to pee badly.
Yes. but anyway. Okay, yeah. For some reason, your AC on your sheet is wrong and says 13. What is your actual AC?
Yeah, I... 25.
Motherfucking 25? I thought it was 22. Yes. Why does this number keep going up?
It's 22 if I'm not wearing a shield, and... because I'm, what, 11 or level 12?
If you see.
Yeah. What does level 12 have to do with it?
You guys ever seen the Moon Knight meme where he's throwing stuff and it says, random bullshit, go? Craig just left.
Delay on the connection. I don't know if you guys are hearing me, but I'm hearing stutter. Oh, I'm getting stuttered on your end.
Oof, sorry.
Yeah, that's all right. But I'm back, and I heard that you were peeking at me, and it was 22. If I'm not holding my shield,
Claw is next to Nushka right now. Does that mean that it has disadvantage on attacks on Nushka?
It should have been rolling it at advantage anyway.
Correct.
Why is that?
Because he was recklessly.
I attacked, yeah.
Oh, reckless. I recklessly okay, attacked. Gotcha. Okay, in which case, a wing stab is 25 to hit. That will be 15 piercing, so half to be 7.
Against me?
Yes.
Okay.
Second attack is also 25 to hit. And will be another 13 damage, so 6 halved. And... then it attempts to flap its bony wings and somehow rises up off the ground despite having no feathers and nothing between those bones, and begins flying over you and out the door. A bunch of Claw, Nushka, Pipsky, and Rook, all of whom get opportunity attacks. So if we just go in initiative order for those... Rook, you would be the one to get the first opportunity attack.
Does my spiritual weapon get an opportunity attack?
No, it does not.
Say, I'm sure Jeff's going to roll a 35 million.
Not to hit.
Craig, we've lost you.
I'm here.
Okay. You got an opportunity attack.
Oh, cool.
Oof.
Okay, that's for Claw, though. Rook also gets an opportunity attack.
That's for Claw.
I mean, you both get one, so it's fine. Okay, Claw yes.
Doesn't have an 11 bonus on his attack.
No. Rook, that's a hit, so go ahead and roll damage. Okay, so as this gold raven flies over your heads and out the chapel door, Rook darts forward, lifts up his hammer, and just smashes down through the center of its spine. And the thing just crumbles down to the ground, and all of its constituent golden bones sort of scatter over the windy cobblestones, and it stops moving.
Ooh.
We are out of initiative.
Our title track, They Left Me In Here, was composed by Daniel Rann as part of the Beyond Skyrim Bruma original soundtrack and is being utilized under Creative Commons 4 Attribution Sharealike license. Enjoy what you heard? Check us out online at rancorsbrothel.com and the Rancor's Brothel Facebook page. Be sure to like, subscribe, and share this show with your friends. Want to chat? Follow us on Twitter at rancors_brothel or by emailing therancorsbrothel@gmail.com. To interact with other fans, check out the Fans of the Rancor's Brothel Facebook page. Most of all, keep circulating the tapes. Much love, everybody.